he could land like a knockout or something. He took the fight on like 1 week. He was just an underdog, so I was like, yeah, $100 on Masvidal. Let's. Got and me. He just got like, did you watch Khabib versus Conor McGregor?
I saw parts of it. It was pretty disgusting.
Just wrestled
yeah.
him the whole time.
Yeah,
that's all it was. Oh. Usman just like grabbed him and stomped on his foot every single round.
Does
just
my,
toast.
He fights like my dad.
He hugged him against the cage. Yeah,
to my dad
exactly.
Does that. He fights. Yes. He stomps on your foot. It's bullshit.
So Usman just hugged this guy against the cage, hit him with shoulders, and stomped his foot.
Oh, dude.
For 3 minutes.
Where's Usman from?
He's Nigerian. I don't know if he's from there.
Okay.
But yeah.
Damn,
it really
dude.
Sucked to watch. Just sitting there just like, all right. Because I lost every fight going into that.
Ugh.
And then I was like, dude, Masvidal's going to win it back for me. Just slowly lost. Just sitting in a fart house in the Poconos. A bunch of people. Was standing outside. He was like, if you touch me, I will send you to a different fucking planet. Like, it was... yeah, yeah. Platinum, he's my guy.
He's a grandfathered in white guy for saying the N-word.
Yeah,
he's allowed to.
He's allowed dude, to. For yeah. sure.
I think anyone in the UFC... Yeah, that's true.
Most of the UFC yeah. can do it. Connor would be a tough one. Connor McGregor would be...
Yeah.
He's too rich.
Yeah. True,
yeah. You gotta be slightly retarded. As
Mike
true. I think yeah. that might be, like, the handicap plate. If you're punch-struck enough, they're, like, just...
Yeah,
you just wear like a certain kind of tap out shirt. It's like having Tourette's. It's like he can say the end. He doesn't mean it.
What?
Today I woke up in my sheets.
Yeah.
To put my sheets on because I was looking at Instagram when I was in bed.
Mm.
Conor McGregor was tossing out some dong pics.
Really?
He wears a fucking Versace Speedo and he tosses out a big old bulge. I said, I wonder if Sheath can help me reach a McGregor type bulge. I stood in front of my full length mirror, pulled my sheets up the Speedo, achieved a massive bulge.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's McGregor's cock line, big time.
You think so? You think
if
just...
you toss sheets and roll them up
true.
In the morning when you got a little plump,
yeah, yeah,
it gets your dick and nuts in one small, massive.
That
pouch.
Makes sense. If you get, I've
I
been...
stood in the mirror and went.
I mean, that's the Philosopher's Stone. If I can get ball credit in the bulge, it's like counts.
He's absolutely using ball credit into the bulge and Speedos.
That's a bit of Irish magic, dude. He's
that
a
is
druid.
A little
that's
Irish
a druid,
trick,
dude. Counts.
Fuck Rogi's diet.
I thought Rogi's diet. I want to know. I just want to do whatever he does because I feel like he's
yeah,
got the inside.
Whenever
dope.
I hang out with those guys, it makes me want to do what they do, like just eat steak.
Yeah, I feel like he's got the inside dope.
Then they work out. I would just be eating steak and just laying back down.
It's an oil tycoon. You'd be an oil tycoon.
Just steak and milk and just lay down.
True. But yeah, dude, that was pretty much it. I had that sexual experience. What else happened in Vegas? Or did it stay in Vegas?
I mean, obviously, it stays in Vegas. What happens yeah. there does stay there.
True.
I don't know. I tried to gamble. My bank wouldn't allow me. I was like, I want to put $10,000 on Nate, which it would have. It was going to hit.
What
I knew
fuck?
It was going
to
hit.
You'd have to start stuffing.
Look at this bitch.
Yourself? Yeah.
Yeah, have a nice little runner. Yeah.
Sun comes out with a smile on you. I'm worried. You're
I might. I might start stuffing. I'm not lying.
You should
stuff and
dude. Conor McGregor posts pictures constantly with a stuffed fucking dick.
Really?
Either that or he has boners constantly.
That's the rap scene.
You gotta see this.
That's the more
guy.
Likely. I think he does have boners constantly.
He's gotten so jacked, and all he does is post pictures that are fucking.
He's probably
wild.
On T, so it might be erection.
Really?
He looks. He
you
looks
got a lot
like
of erections
on
T?
T. I mean, I don't know. More testosterone.
Yeah, yeah. I think you do. I think you actually. Do.
I thought. That would be bad for your
it could be the
every
opposite.
Picture, he's got a fucking boner.
Now you're right.
I don't get it.
Let me see. Let me see his boner.
Yeah, weird looking.
Let me see his boner. I can't see.
And you take a bunch of photos,
what
right?
What the
so
fuck, dude?
You don't
this
need
is the
post
first
the
picture
one.
I looked at. Trying to shut me the fuck down. You're exactly right. They're trying to assimilate me to be one of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is just a farting woman. But yeah, that's what's been going on. Betting on MLS. My incredible streak of losing in UFC betting continues. It's fucking unreal, dude. I'm sitting there betting, and then you get locked in this thing where you're betting like $50 a fight, and your guy walks out and gets his knee broke right away. It sucks,
brutal.
Dude. It sucks. I'll be like, all right, I'll bet 20 on this. This guy's favorite. I'll win like $5.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta win this. Of course,
that's
he
fun.
Gets
that's
fucking
honest,
one-punched.
Yeah.
Get up, dude. It's the worst sport in the world to watch when your guy's gonna lose.
Well,
from the walk in to the last it's from the walk in you can be like, oh fuck, I picked the wrong guy. Because half the time I've never seen these people fight. On these undercards, they're all nobodies.
Yeah.
And then your guy just walks out, and the other guy's just yoked, just starts fucking up. Dude, oh, this is the guy, dude. This is the one I was talking to. I was on the phone with Matt for this one. Fuck, who was it? There was this black dude from England. He's a kickboxer. Kaysong?
Oh,
fuck, I forget his name. DeCasey.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy looks like the fucking man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're putting him up against like a... just some fucking stumble bum from like Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah, exactly.
Turns out the guy walks out and they're like, oh yeah, he also, he's like the preeminent teacher in Thai boxing. He comes out, dude. He was like, he looked like Bane. He walked out. They're like, this is like his second UFC fight. I'm like, DeCasey's got to win this. This is DeCasey was like a heavy favorite. This guy was a robot. He threw the hardest leg kicks and body kicks I've ever seen in my life.
Fuck.
Just mercilessly pounded DeCasey.
Dude, if we were start to finish fighting the third world,
he was teaching
on TV?
Him, dude. He was teaching him. He was coaching him. He was coaching DeCasey during the fight.
Holy
DeCasey
shit.
Would throw a punch and he'd be like, all right, that was decent. And then throw like the meanest combo you've ever seen. Like painful.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, DeCasey. Come on.
I mean, dude, the UFC is Hunger
keep
Games.
Your hands up.
It was crazy.
Yeah. That's Hunger Games for the third world.
Really?
You get to have like, oh, here's a British guy. Everyone knows him. But you can't bet on it like football where like, you know, you can follow like the whatever. You can follow like the Washington All Lives Matters and be like, you're like, all right, I know that guy. I've watched him in college. If you're in UFC, you know this guy from Britain. Like I've seen him fight a couple of times. And you're like, oh, and here comes a child soldier from the Armenian conflict.
Yes.
And you're just like, this could go one of two ways. So they pull
it always goes the same way
out of fucking
nowhere. If you're from one of the stands,
you're
a motherfucker.
True.
Especially if it's a stand that's not a country.
Yeah.
Like a Dagestan.
Yeah.
Or a Kurdistan. Or some made up stand.
You live in a disputed territory.
If you are,
I think China owns where I live, but I'm not sure.
Everyone from Chechnya. Or like, if you see like one of those countries, like Georgia.
Yeah.
Pick them, dude. They're coming out and they're the meanest dudes of all time.
But then they can escape like third world poverty by coming and just beating the fuck out of some dude from England.
Yeah. And then you hear, but crazy, occasionally you get tricked by it. Sometimes they have like a Georgian flag or something like that, but they were raised and born in England.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can trick you with that. Fake. In the post-fight interview, they have like a British accent. You're like, oh, no wonder he fucking lost.
Where do the scouts go? Do they like, scouts go to like Dagestan and they just like watch a boy?
No,
like,
I think
murder?
They like see someone. It's always like somebody showed Dana White like a cell phone video of a guy kicking someone in the head, and he was like, call him up.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
At the UFC. At the one on Wednesday, they literally said some kid showed Dana White a video of some guy kickboxing, and he was like, oh, we got to sign him.
Yeah, and then he brought him in, and he fucked people up.
He got lost. No, he
oh,
lost.
Wait, which one was that guy?
The black guy from Wednesday. I can't remember his name, but he lost.
Yeah, black guys let me down this week.
Did they really?
Normally, that's like a UFC rule. Black versus white, bet black.
Yeah.
White versus Asian, bet white.
True.
Asian versus black, Asian.
Wow.
That's a tricky one. I had it figured out for a while. Then the Asians started letting me down. They started getting rocked. Girl fights, if it's China, pick her. She's a robot. She's a steroided out robot. They're like the Soviet Union now. They're just sending athletes that are just roided out of their minds.
We need a new Rocky. We need Rocky to fight the communist regime and win.
True.
Be tight, dude.
But China, I don't think they have any male fighters.
Really?
Not really.
Not really.
Nah.
So they let their women do the dirty
work?
That'd
be awesome, though, if we sent, like, platinum Mike Perry over to China. Have you ever seen this guy? He's a retarded guy. He's a Uyghur. Yeah. He's an absolute Uyghur. He won his last fight at his post-fight interview. Was like, what's up with taxes?
Oh, fuck.
He won a fight and then immediately got on the mic and was like, we got to fucking stop taxes, dude. This is bullshit. Dude. Then he just got in a fight at a restaurant in Florida for any scream the N-word.
Did he?
Yeah, of course he did.
He smashed the emergency glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I meant to call 911, not yell the N-word.
There was no remorse, dude. He socked the geezer, was standing outside. He was like, if you touch me, I will send you to a different fucking planet. Like it was Platinum, he's my guy.
He's a grandfathered in white guy for saying the N-word.
Yeah, he's allowed to.
Disgusting. What's wrong with sweating? I feel like there's
no, it's nothing wrong with it, but when you look like me and you're covered in sweat going
Oh, yeah, you got the pits
look
up
insane,
too.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, I've been lifting again the last like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and
you're looking swole.
Thanks, man. I get to flex now in front of my friends. Like,
looking swole.
I like to scream like Conor McGregor. Dildo of all time. Dude.
What happened?
He just, I don't know. He's awesome.
Sure,
Khamzat Chimaev is awesome in the UFC, and he's so good. Like his wrestling, that was terrifying watching him wrestle. Yeah. I told you it was like two cats.
dude.
Like when you were that close and watching those dudes like flip and roll around.
When you sent me that, it was the perfect description.
Yeah, it looks like a cat killing an animal.
They just locked
like
up.
Grabbed his neck and was rolling with him and shit. And then finally he was like.
The guy would try to get like, off and he'd somehow grab.
Yeah, it was gross.
Well, that's that Russian Sambo, bro.
Yeah. It really is. That.
Superior to BJJ.
What is it?
Russian Sambo. It's superior. I just, the tweet you sent me had that.
Oh, is that what the caption?
Yeah, it's like, well, it's superior to BJJ. I saw that dude, McKeevy's got blitzed for the BJJ. That made me laugh so fucking hard. To get attacked for saying something about BJJ. Dude, that's
that. You can't criticize jitsu.
I'm telling you.
You can't criticize people's jits.
They say you can't, like white guys don't have their N-word. It's like, BJJ is a close one to get white guys fired off, dude.
If somebody's
like, BJJ is bullshit. You'll get most white guys being like, what the fuck?
What'd you say about jits?
What the fuck did you say?
My jits is strong right now.
I think you can't call white guys white trash. There is one. What's the one? Whatchamacallit?
For white people?
White privilege. That's one that'll white fire privilege white guys will fire up. That'll fire up. White guys up. But you also, jits is a quick one. Jits is one of the offshoots.
Just being like, jits is fucking gay.
Oh, dude.
Dudes will be like,
8 out of 10 white guys.
Yeah, I'll fucking break your arm right now. It's like, all right, that's gay as shit, dude. You're going to break my arm? That's fucking gay. But when you see it in person, when you see those dudes rolling around, it's truly scary.
It's terrifying.
As soon as Cumshot fucking grabbed him. As soon as Cumshot grabbed him, it was so scary, dude.
He sort of fucking twisted your
neck. But he also, he missed weight by like 8 pounds. And everyone was like, dude, this guy's a fucking asshole.
Why'd he do that?
But there's a part of me that, like, I see him. You can tell he wants to be, like, liked.
Yeah.
He seems like he really wants to be liked, but he's trying to be the heel. So he, like, comes out. He's like, you know what? Well, fuck you guys. And everyone boos him. He's like,
Really?
Yeah.
Why did he miss all that? Wait, how do you do that, though?
I think his trainer, the guy who was making him cut weight, was like, you got to stop. Like, doctors were like, you need to stop.
Okay. Yeah. They might have, like, a different calorie system in fucking Uzbekistan.
In Uzbekistan,
where he's from in Uzbekistan. They might have, like, he might have messed up the math on calories. And they're we gave him 4 goats. We should have gave him 2.
Yeah.
He's not 8 pounds over.
He's Swedish now. He trains in Sweden.
I'm teasing.
Don't tease them, dude. Please don't
tease him. I don't want him to fucking seek me out and
Holy shit.
Who'd make me say uncle? How fast do you think he'd make you say uncle?
The scariest dude ever. That's a nice one, but I'm tall, so I got to really fucking crunch. Yeah. Starts burning the thighs.
Yeah,
you're true.
Working on the back of your legs.
In my room, there's my bed, and then there's like a little wall that's the perfect distance that I can get like a starter block where I can basically like have the entire wall supporting me where I'm pushing off the baseboard.
Damn. See, wow. I have like a rug. Best.
Yeah, dude.
I have a tall bed. Actually, my bed in New York is perfect for it.
I have
a rug underneath it, so my feet are sliding.
Do you have socks on?
I tend to fuck in socks, yes.
Kick your socks off. You need your bare feet. Dude, my feet. Imagine this. You're on this table. You're on this table. You're on this table. I'm here. My feet are, see the feet on the baseboard? Just full thrust, and it's constant.
Wow. It's crazy. For those of you at home, his foot is like that against the baseboard.
Wow. It's crazy.
Like a sprinter. Like
I'm about to take off.
Like you lock it in with the straps.
The whole time, until I don't feel confident sexually until I get to my standing foot on the baseboard, dude. Until then, it's just foreplay.
Also, my mattress in New York is terrible. It's one of those foam mattresses.
Ooh.
You get no leverage.
One of those that ones absorb cum.
it absorbs both of us in the bed.
Really?
It's tough to move.
Really?
It's like quicksand.
Yeah. Ah.
Now, meanwhile, you can fuck on the floor.
True.
That's good fucking. You ever have sex on the floor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, probably back home.
That was I don't know what that means. I was going to say,
your country's poor.
Okay, yeah. You have no beds?